Hey, this is Peter Arulian here with OEM TV. We are at ESL1, and I am here in the Alienware booth with Cody Norris. Cody?
Howdy.
Thanks for taking some time.
Thank you.
We're going to look at some of these great devices and talk about esports. First, though, I want to start off with the Alienware Aurora. This is a new device, right?
Yeah, so the Alienware Aurora was announced this year at E3, right? So, been around a little while, lots of news out there. Latest thing going on with the Aurora is the availability of the NVIDIA 10 series graphics, okay. Right, Pascal. So, available right now, 1070 and 1080 in single and dual configurations.
And is this a VR-ready machine?
It is. This actually was designed for VR. So, our entire product lineup that we're going to go through today is designed around VR.
That's fantastic. All right, let's move on down the line. You've got one of your big baddies here I want to take a look at.
Yeah. This is the Alienware 17. So this guy was just announced at PAX West this year.
Okay.
Right? So Alienware 17, what you'll notice, first and foremost, it's actually a new design language for us. So it's called Hinge Forward, where basically it allowed us to make it a lot thinner and cooler, right? So the thermals on this product are vastly superior to, in my opinion, anything else out on the market, but certainly generation over generation, we've seen huge improvements there. As we all know, a cool processor is a happy processor, right? So when you're getting there in the heat of battle, this thing's gonna stay cool for you. Also available on this product now is Tobii Eye Tracking. So Tobii Eye Tracking, it allows the users to interact with the game in ways that they haven't before, right? So you can actually now, in some games, you can aim with your eyeballs.
Right.
Right. It's super trippy, but in addition to in-game performance, it also enables Windows Hello.
Right.
Right, so full biometric security on your machine. Your machine stays your machine. Nobody else can get into it, no matter what. So very excited about that one as well.
Yeah, I love the integration, both on games, but also on the platform side that you guys have done with Tobii around here. The biometric sign-in is fantastic.
It's slick. I mean, if you haven't seen it, you need to. So go check it out on Alienware.com or pretty soon in the Microsoft stores.
All right. Now let's move down one more click here. This is your flagship device, correct?
This is. This is the most powerful desktop in the Alienware lineup. So this is the Area 51, three-way graphics, always the latest and greatest CPUs, the expandability for days. This thing, it's a monster.
So this one is currently available with the 10 series, correct?
That's right. NVIDIA 1080 graphics. It goes all the way up to 1080, right? You can get 1070s or 1080s.
For sure. I actually have one of these myself, so I wanted to be sure we talked about this. This is a great device.
It's unbelievable. I've got one of these under my desk at home. It does fit under my desk. But yeah, it's unbelievable in-game, also in VR. It's a slick, slick box.
All right, so this is the Alienware 15, right?
Yeah, so this is the little brother to the 17 that we talked about before, right? Same design language we talked about, Hinge Forward, just slightly smaller screen. This is a 15.6 versus the 17 over there.
Okay.
Right.
Now, this one's special for me because we're doing a Gears of War 4 bundle on this, right? That's available now. It's new since the last time we spoke with Alienware. So folks should go out and be excited about that. But that's not the only kind of prize promotion or comes with programs you guys have, right?
That's right. You can always go to Alienware.com for the latest and greatest promotions. There's always something going on, right? Be it dollars off, percentage off, free game promotion, whatever it is. We try to make sure that we always have something for our gamers.
Yeah, fantastic. This is a great device as well. I just put one of these on order. So I'm a big fan of Alienware.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with the last generation Alienware 15, but this guy's significantly shorter, right? So much more portable.
Yeah.
Lighter, same rigidity, same H series processors. It's a beast.
Yeah. How are the thermals on this?
Thermals on this one, same. So lots of copper. Again, keeps everything cool. And quiet. That's actually the most amazing part. So we talked about improved thermals, but the acoustics are unbelievable as well. I mean, so when the spit, sometimes you know you're in game and you hear these things spin up and it sounds like it's about to go into space.
Right.
Not the case with this machine. It's very quiet, but again, very efficient with the thermal dissipation.
Awesome. So we've looked at a number of really great Alienware devices. One that obviously we're fond of, which is the Alienware 15, because it comes bundled with Gears of War 4. Gears is the latest in a number of what we call Xbox Play Anywhere titles. That means basically you can play it on both a Windows 10 PC and an Xbox One console. And that means a couple of really cool things. It means one, if you buy it once, you get to play it on both devices. So great, like, consumer value. It also means that you've got a shared list of achievements. So you don't have to manage two lists of achievements anymore.
Sure.
When you're playing, right? And the other thing is, like, play progression. So start on your console, get on your way to work, pick up on your PC when you get to work, you know, because when you get to work, you're playing games, right? That's what we do. We're in the industry.
Hopefully my boss isn't watching this.
So XPA, like, big deal for us, and so we're really proud to be a part of the bundle with the Alienware 15. And today we're here at ESL One, right? Big esports event. Alienware has been participating for a while. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, how you guys have been a part of this movement.
Yeah, absolutely. Without gamers, there is no Alienware. We love esports, and we've been around the esports scene for a long time, and as esports continues to grow, we plan to grow with it, right? And continue powering not only the teams, the events, but also the individual players, and give them what they need to have that, you know, that edge when they're competing.
And as I understand it, you work with certain teams and individuals.
Yeah, we work with a lot of teams, right? We are very selective with who we work with, but I mean, we feel like we're the best. We want to work with the best, but that's not only today. That's also as they're coming up. So you know, right. We work with a lot of teams that are just, you know, startups, all the way up to, you know, Liquid, Dignitas, the usual suspects, right?
That's
so
fantastic.
We're very, very excited about esports.
And I know on the Microsoft side with Windows, we spent a bunch of engineering cycles building a tournament infrastructure. We call it Arena for Xbox Live, because Xbox Live now is deployed across both console and PC. And what that means is big tournament operators like ESL are partners of ours, using this new tournament infrastructure, as are different franchises, different games who can do it. We're looking at scenarios where we make Arena for Xbox Live available to basically think of like rec leagues. You know, a bunch of buddies in your neighborhood or your online community, we're just going to run our own tournament. So it's a big initiative for us as well. We care a lot about this movement and sort of giving gamers the tools to go out and compete. So that's been a look at some of the great Alienware rigs. Want to be sure and remind you again about the Alienware 15 rig with Gears of War 4, as well as go up to Alienware.com. They've got all kinds of promotions all the time. Cody, thanks for some time today. Appreciate being able to look at some of the Alienware devices. And for you folks, thanks for watching OEM TV. This is Peter Arulian.